The first thing we want to focus on is the monarch's safety, okay, because we don't want to injure it on its flight.
9 members of the Nature Leaders Club at Rosemont Elementary have gathered around their science teacher, Brett Turner, for some final instructions.
When you do grab a monarch, make sure you hold it in the net.
Then, armed with nets attached to long wooden poles, they began a slow walk across the 12 Hills Nature Preserve. Their mission, to carefully capture the world's furthest migrating butterfly, the monarch.
Oh, I just missed it.
There was one right there, too.
And gently place an adhesive location tag the size of an eraser on a rear hind wing.
Right now, the monarchs are coming back from Canada to Mexico.
6th grader Jocelyn Segoviano knows just where to look for the fluttering orange wings laced with dramatic black veins.
We're looking for nectar plants because that's probably where they're going to stop and eat, and so that's where we're going to be able to catch them.
The odds of finding the monarchs this time of year are pretty good because this is the height of the fall migration. Last spring, the monarchs passed through Texas as they flew north from their winter nesting grounds in Mexico, laying their eggs on milkweed and reproducing as they traveled. Those butterflies live just 3 to 5 weeks. But this fourth generation that's returning may live 8 or 9 months. Instead of reproducing, they're saving their energy, gorging on flower nectar to fuel their 2,000-mile flight and hibernation until spring.
This is one of the few organisms that actually gains in mass as it migrates south. Birds lose a lot of weight as they go south, but the monarchs actually gain weight, and they need that gain because they're living off those fats at the overwintering sites in Mexico.
Chip Taylor is the University of Kansas biologist who founded Monarch Watch, the tagging project the Dallas students have volunteered for. In the past 2 decades, people have found more than 16,000 tagged butterflies and contacted Monarch Watch through the email or phone number on the tag. Taylor says the information is helping scientists understand the monarch's migration routes, how they're affected by weather, and how human activities may be contributing to a decline in the population. Taylor says herbicides used on new genetically modified crops in the Midwest are a prime concern.
They've come in there with Roundup Ready corn and soybeans, and they're spraying the fields with a herbicide, and that has effectively eliminated milkweed from about 100 million acres of corn and soybeans. The effect of that has been to drive the monarch population down.
Taylor says protecting milkweed habitat in Texas is especially crucial because the monarchs pass through this state twice a year.
To your left near the fence line.
The West Dallas nature leaders are anxious to do their part, but they're having a little trouble trapping their prey. Teacher Brett Turner, however, is prepared. He brought 4 captured monarchs just in case the students weren't quick enough with their nets.
You have to read me those 6 digits down at the bottom, okay?
One student helps Turner record the tag number, location of the release, and the gender.
What you're going to do is you're going to peel the sticker off right here. So go ahead and peel that sticker off.
Another holds a monarch between 2 fingers and carefully places the tag on the edge of a wing.
Now just kind of let it go. Let it go.
I feel powerful.
6th grader Candy Preciado is hopeful.
First of all, I really just want them to go to Mexico and be safe. And if somebody does catches them, then, like, let us know.
She says she'd like to learn that the butterflies tagged here were able to make it home, where they'll begin the cycle of migration again next spring.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.